From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. A Russian passenger plane crashed near Moscow soon after takeoff, killing all 71 people on board. Investigators said they were looking at all possible causes. AirSafe.com founder Todd Curtis tells VOA the fact a single crash site does not exist indicates the plane might have broken apart in midair.
There are any number of things that could cause this sort of thing to happen. In fact, in 2011, another aircraft, the same model, was in a flight test mode where it went into a high-speed situation and lost control and literally shook apart in midair.
The plane crashed on a domestic flight. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country delivered severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces and vowed to take further action after two separate airstrikes following the downing of an Iranian drone over Israeli territory. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh tells VOA he was not surprised at the Israeli strikes.
This type of confrontation had been percolating for some time. Israel's been carrying out attacks, usually from Lebanese territory by air, against suspected Hezbollah, an Iranian, and even some Syrian targets.
One of the Israeli warplanes was shot down, but it crashed in northern Israel, and one of two crewmen was injured. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins talks in the region with stops in Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, and Kuwait. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Sunday that the U.S. would stick to the fight against Islamic State.
This is an international campaign. No country in the world supports ISIS. For example, Lebanese Hezbollah has got a state sponsor, Iran. ISIS has no state sponsor. There's no nation state standing up saying, we're for ISIS.
This is VOA News. Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants and arrested 92 in a continuing crackdown in Sinai. It's part of the campaign to crush Islamist insurgents blamed for a string of attacks, including the mosque attack that killed 300. A high-level North Korean delegation is back in Pyongyang after 3 days in South Korea for the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met 4 times with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, with a personal letter from her brother inviting Moon to North Korea at his earliest convenience. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Norper tells VOA the meetings and the offer should be treated very seriously.
And it comes at a crucial time of regional tensions. So it's important to give our chief ally, meaning South Korea, the space to experiment with this inter-Korean relations aspect and see if they can't make progress. At the very least, it lessens tensions for a while.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in South Korea for the Olympic Games said there is no daylight between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan on the need to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically until they abandon their nuclear and missile programs. The Pacific island of Tonga has declared a state of emergency as it prepares for Cyclone Jita. Weather experts are warning residents of soaking rains and winds that can exceed 200 kilometers per hour. This woman says the people of Tonga are used to preparing for a cyclone.
It's not like the first time it happens. So people here, they pull together and they support each other when tough times come. So it's very unique, the spirit we have of coming together.
Jita is expected to make landfall sometime today. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson met with displaced Rohingya Muslims on Sunday, hours after meeting with Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, in Myanmar's capital.
My real concern now is that if we get and when we get people back from the camps over this bridge into this reception center, they're not just going to stay there in a new camp. That's why we need international agencies, the UN, to supervise. And that was the point I was making to Aung San Suu Kyi this morning.
Nearly 690,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State and crossed into southern Bangladesh since August. An aide to U.S. President Donald Trump is defending the White House's handling of allegations that a former staff secretary physically abused his ex-wives. Presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway told CNN Sunday it's very clear that Rob Porter, who helped oversee paperwork and documents sent to the president and help draft the State of the Union address, did the right thing by resigning after his two ex-wives offered evidence that he struck them during their marriages. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.